Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay, so Israel saying, so sorry, sir, but we're going to have to retaliate against Iran. Donald Trump just left the NATO summit. He's trashing both Israel and Iran, telling them to calm down. And then on top of all of that, he's insisting that he did destroy permanently and irrevocably the Iranian nuclear whole program, all of it. And that's one of those things, depending on what news source you're taking in, you get a completely different story. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, who gets the he's seen the intel, the U.S. intelligence, says internal U.S. intelligence, this was late yesterday, contradicts claims that Iran moved nuclear materials before President Trump's weekend airstrikes, which the senator believes severely damaged, if not completely destroyed, Iran's nuclear capabilities. Satellite imagery taken prior to the attack. The stuff circulating on social media anyway, revealed trucks surrounding Fordo and allegedly poised to haul away all the nuclear material. The senator rejects that, says that it wasn't moved. Israel and Iran are claiming that Iran moved the material. Mullen saying, nope, our intelligence report says they didn't. In fact, we actually believe they stored more of it in Fordo because they believe Fordo was impenetrable. They thought we wouldn't be able to do it. Because, you know, it's 300 feet underneath the mountain, and there's, like, basically a bunker in there, too, beneath the mountain.
So he thinks that those trucks were inbound bringing stuff to Fordo, not trucks taking things out.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
It's what he says. I'm just telling you what he says. I don't know what to think at this point.
No, and it's going to be some time before we find out, if we do ever find out for sure. I mean, obviously, it's, you know, important classified information. We shouldn't be— I mean, I think the American people need to know what's going on, but I'm just simply saying we need to be careful about not revealing sources or whatever. I mean, you got Israel. Israel has boots on the ground there in Iran, all over the place.
Yeah.
I mean, as you were talking about last hour, they're slipping notes under the doors of the Revolutionary Council, letting them know you might want to think about leaving.
Yeah. One of the deputy like agents that's in control of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard just turned out to be Mossad. That was hilarious. Like that's been last 48 hours. So they have so deeply infiltrated, you know, the Iranian forces that, I mean, it's just absolute chaos right now.
Well, they're like Hezbollah and Hamas. They don't know who to trust.
No, they don't. And that's why Israel is, you know, gradually tightening the news. I'll tell you what Trump's doing right now. It's so obvious what he's doing this morning. Ceasefire. Okay, when Trump is saying, ceasefire and, hey, let's come to the negotiating table, he's only doing that because he knows Iran either won't or they'll go right on bombing so that Trump can then go to the rest of the world. Look, I tried.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look at me. Here I go, trying to peacefully resolve this.
Yeah.
Iran should be able to see this by now. Trump is not trying to get to peace. Trump is trying to set you up to look like the chump. So that when the bombs start falling, he can go, well, it's not my fault. Look at them over there. I gave them 60 days. He's doing it again. It's the 60-day dance.
Yeah.
And I gave him 60 days. This is 60 day 61. What did you expect? You know, and so, and he's doing this because he doesn't want the liberal mainstream media the world over to start pounding on him and say, look, he just bombed them. He didn't try diplomacy. And Iran keeps walking right into it.
That can't be brought up. I mean, that's just a false argument saying that Trump has not tried diplomacy. This administration has, at least publicly and I believe behind the scenes privately, done everything he can to try to reach a diplomatic solution. I think it's pretty obvious when you consider the amount of flights and personnel the Trump administration has been putting in and out of, you know, whether it's Qatar or wherever that they have been negotiating. They've made every effort to try to get something done. I think substantive efforts.
Yeah, and the reason Trump's doing this right now, he's, you know, trashing Israel and Iran.
That's
and
for
saying,
public consumption.
Yeah, exactly. They don't know what they're doing. The key piece of news there to understand what's happening is Israel has told Trump Look, we're going to go ahead and bomb them in response to the killing of that family of four. They hit a bomb shelter. We're going to go ahead and drop a whole round of bombs. And so Trump is distancing himself from that right now. That's why he's trashing Israel. I guarantee behind the scenes, he said, sure, fine, go do it. Yeah. But he doesn't want to be a part of that. So he's this is how Trump does it. He lets Israel off the chain, let them do his dirty work while distancing himself. Israel knows what he's doing. And so he's trashing them. But that's because Israel is about to go on a bombing run. And look, when the Assad shows up at your house and leaves you handwritten notes on your front porch that you have 12 hours to choose, you either renounce the Ayatollah and quit the military, or we're going to kill you. Those aren't idle threats when the Mossad does that.
No, that's pretty much guaranteed.
Yeah, they follow through. That's why they're so people are in such terror of them the world over. And so that's already happened to the second tier of Iranian leadership, the second tier, because the first tier is dead.
Yes.
Right. And so that, and they did phone calls too. They did personal phone calls. And that just came out overnight to, you know, to the wives of the second tier military leaders, or to them personally, or they got personal hand delivered notes. You got 12 hours.
I've also been hearing intel that it's very difficult to get hold of the Ayatollah now, that he has done away with any type of electronic communication devices, and that he is only communicating through one trusted aide. And also there's intel that he has already notified the...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Next, Ayatollah search committee of his three recommendations. Seriously, his next three.
I'm sorry, just the Ayatollah search committee, the way that you put that. It's just funny to me. Ayatollah search committee. Anyone want to be an Ayatollah?
Yeah, exactly.
No, not me. I'm fine. I'm good.
That's like looking for the next Hamas commander. No, thanks. I'm good.
Exactly.
I'll go back to the food line in Gaza.
Yeah, let somebody else do it. So that's it. Trump distancing himself says, like, basically hell is about to rain down on Iran. And you could see that coming. Israel has everything they need. I mean, again, Iran is doing what Iran does. Iran is doing what Gaza does. Iran is doing what Hamas does. They hit civilian targets. Whereas the U.S., when we hit Iran, but also Israel, has tried their best, hasn't been perfect, but has tried to hit military targets. Iran doesn't care. They go right for let's kill the maximum number of civilians because it's who they are. And so Israel has everything it needs right now. To go, you know what? No, thanks, but no thanks, sir. We're going to do this. Meanwhile, I just want to read this headline, okay? I don't want to predict anything. I just think this is interesting. NATO, Lee, this broke. It's about an hour and 10 minutes now ago, UK Daily Mail. NATO sounds alarm over massive Chinese military buildup and potential for Taiwan invasion.
That does not surprise me one bit. I may have said something about this last week as this was building up, that look for China to possibly do something now, because we're so focused on Russia, Ukraine, and Israel, Iran, that China will look at this as an opportunity. And that concerns me greatly, because that's the real danger here. If you're looking at something that could set off the whole World War III scenario that folks are worried about, it's not Israel, Iran, it's not Ukraine, Russia, it's China, Taiwan. That's the issue.
And if that's what's happening here, and it's really hard to tell, because if you look at China, China has moved military assets like this before. They've been doing it over the last couple of years, where they'll totally do flanking moves around Taiwan. They'll completely surround Taiwan. They'll cut off all traffic. And you won't know, is it a military exercise to practice for the invasion of Taiwan, or are they actually taking it? And then at the last minute, they'll pull back, or they'll stay there for a while, but they won't. So they could theoretically be doing their largest military exercise ever, flexing their muscle, because they were just humiliated by Trump. I mean, they've just been kicked out of the Middle East.
Well, and there's another strategic issue that has not been getting any attention in this country that is concerning me greatly. The leadership in South Korea has changed. It is now a president and a government that is wanting to get closer to China, not the United States. The situation in the Pacific Rim with the U.S., Japan, and South Korea had been very strong. Obviously, Taiwan and the Philippines as well, and somewhat of an alliance with some of the Indonesian nations as well. But with South Korea now getting closer to China and further away from the U.S. strategically, that's a serious issue. That's a serious problem.
It is. And yet, and I'm probably the only one who's going to see it this way, there's a tremendous opportunity there for Trump. Trump has always wanted to fight China economically, not with bombs.
Yeah.
And the problem that Trump has is that he's got all of Wall Street against him. All the shiny shoes are against him. He can only get so far with China. If you want to get to what will finally crush China and has a chance of toppling the Chinese Communist Party, then you need a 500% tariffs. Mm-hmm. We need to cut off trade because, yes, we're 20% of their trade, but we are 50% of their revenues. Mm-hmm. They will not sustain it. They will not make it. You're going to have 30 million people in the streets. You already had people burning down factories. The best shot we have of defeating China without a shot and anybody getting killed, we're going to have to defeat them. We cannot allow them to be the world's lone superpower. That is already beginning to happen. We have kicked them out of the Middle East. The best shot we have is to collapse Chinese Communist Party. The Chinese Communist Party has said where they're going to go with this, our people will eat grass for a year. We're not capitulating to you. Well, let the people overthrow. Let them take out the Chinese Communist Party. Maybe they won't do it. Maybe they'll fail. We don't have another way forward. And it takes something like China trying to take Taiwan to give Trump the excuse to say to Wall Street, look, the auto industry is just going to have to they're going to have to suffer for a while. We're going to have to do without the rare earth minerals. And that's why Trump lost that trade negotiation last week. He had to capitulate to China. And all they did, Lee, was take the rare earths away from three of our top auto manufacturers. Yeah. And Trump had to relent and say, okay, mm-hmm. I'll let the students in. All 500,000 can have visas. So he lost that round. That's why China's emboldened. But what Trump needs is an excuse to really sock it to China, and maybe they'll give it to him.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.